in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, Letter Number 5419, Baruch Hashem, the second day of Iyar Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 27th of Nisan, with that which you they enclosed, which was a check. They also sent the check. So the Rebbe is sending her a receipt. I don't know why I said her, it's a him. So the Rebbe says, it's enclosed here. The Rebbe says, during an auspicious time, I will mention all of those that you write about on the Holy Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, to each one, to what they need. I guess in the note they wrote specific blessings that they needed, and the Rebbe says, I will mention for each one what they need. Now, apparently, the Rebbe wrote him, now we read in a letter like that, the Rebbe wrote to him, or I'm not sure it's to him, but the Rebbe wrote to somebody else that we read that he was having a hard time with the relationship with his children or something like that, and the Rebbe advised him that he should put effort in family purity, and the Rebbe says basically the person is writing back to the Rebbe that to get people to observe the mikvah, this is something he writes to the Rebbe, we can't find anybody who's willing to do that, to try to get people to keep the laws of family purity. And the Rebbe says, God forbid, you can't say this about Jews that there's nobody there. So the Rebbe said, as it appears, you did not quite understand that which I have written. That the Rebbe says that you misunderstood. You think that when you work or you try to convince someone to keep the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, that would be a benefit only to the person whom you're talking to. But the Rebbe says, it's not really only about the person that we're trying to get to do the mitzvah, but in your case, it is your relationship between your children to yourself. We're looking for ways to help your relationship with your own children. So this is, in your case, that's one of the ways that when you can convince others to observe these law, that would bring about to an improvement in the relationship between your children to you. They will be better to you. And therefore, one needs to do in this as you need to work at that as something which is important for you. It's not just for someone else. This is important for you. And the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that I don't have to explain this even more. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news and for peace of mind, the menuchas hanefesh. So basically, the Rebbe advised him, I think I remember the letter, if this is the same reference, the Rebbe advised him in order to improve their family connection, and I guess especially with his children, the Rebbe suggested that he work on Taras HaMishpacha, family purity with others, but he thought that this was just to get the other people. So, first of all, the Rebbe doesn't buy into it. Nobody will do it. God forbid, the Rebbe says. But the Rebbe says, in our case, it's about helping you. When you go out and you work in this area of Taras HaMishpacha, that is something which is going to benefit you as well.